Hi, this is Alan Chartok here in the Congressional Corner with Paul Tonko. Paul, when we were talking the last time, we hit some of the major political things that are going on. I want to talk to you about gun control today. It seems at times to be so hopeless that we can get away from this madness.
You know, our record, you know, compared to those countries around the world, is pretty dismal. It's a gun culture. And it's something that needs to be addressed. I think that, you know, this fear or this aligning with the NRA to make certain you maintain a good grade.
So how powerful are they maintaining those good grades?
Well, they have pressure in the system. Obviously, it shows.
Do they ever visit you?
No. But
they know better.
Whatever. But, you know, I would say that more than speaking for gun owners, they speak for gun manufacturers. More so, because I will tell you, I talk to neighbors, friends, family, sometimes total strangers that are gun owners, either target practice or hunt, and they're saying, background check, I'm law-abiding, do it, you know.
So they don't have any objections to it.
Well, you know, I think the message is, well, this is a slippery slope if you start this
before
you know it, they're taking your gun away. I will remind people, it's been 8 years of President Obama being in office, nearly 8 years. How many people lost their gun? This is about common sense. It's about, you know, you have tragedies like Newtown. You have, you know, you had Littleton, Colorado, the California situation, and now the carnage at the club in Orlando. How much more, and when you think of the response, well, you should carry a gun with you.
Yeah, we should give teachers guns.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Or people going to the church in Carolina should have, if they had a gun, 80-some-year-old women were going to shoot at this perpetrator.
Sure.
You know, I think it's creating a culture that just is never ending. It feeds violence over and over again.
So, Paul Tonko, where does it turn? Does it ever turn?
Well, you know, I was impressed with the filibuster that was done in the United States Senate recently.
Our friend Chris Murphy, he's on the show all the time.
Yeah, Chris was powerful in that filibuster. Will that inspire change? You know, we'll see. There are Democratic and Republican responses in the Senate with legislation. Some less impacting, others doing a better job. My concern is that they'll find ways to get nothing done. And, you know, it's tragic. You talk to these parents whose children went to school. They had every rightful expectation to welcome them home. And when they end up being killed in their classroom, you know, isn't that time to revisit some of these situations?
Yeah. Right.
And it's painful. These parents come to Washington. They lobby. They cannot understand. And I understand their anguish to a degree. You know, I can begin to understand it. How can you not move? These innocent children, these babes were taken from us. A background check, a no-fly, no-buy. If you cannot board a plane because you're on a suspect list, but you can go and buy, you can purchase a gun. You know, the thinking person says, "Wait, that you can't be serious." No, they can buy a gun, even though they can't board a plane to fly on that plane. So, some of this stuff is just elementary common sense first step, and if we can't get that done, it's regrettable. And oftentimes, you know, I hear many individuals, many representatives quoting the former President Ronald Reagan, you know, and for some, he's their modern day hero. Well, listen to your hero who said the only reason to purchase an AR-15 is to kill people. You know, when they said that at the club in Orlando, if you had the guns, you could have shot back, according to Mr. Trump. There was an armed, security person there at the club and couldn't compete. The people thought that the sounds of that assault weapon, which was rapid succession firing, was part of the music, the rhythm of the music. So they were further victimized because they were innocently incorporating that sound as a good thing.
So let me ask you this, Paul Tonko. We're about to have elections. We talk about Trump. We talk about Hillary. We talk about, you know, all of that. But the United States Congress can be seriously affected by who's at the head of the ticket. Do you expect that the House of Representatives will pick up, if not win, a lot of votes that might change the discourse?
I think because of the dynamics of this campaign, because of the outlandish statements, the con man approach
from Trump,
taken by Mr. Trump, the misinformation that's exchanged, the attacks on people based on their ethnicity, their creed, their race, you know, that's unacceptable. I think it puts the House in play and certainly puts the U.S. Senate
really?
In now, play.
You've been enthusiastic in the past. So now you're telling me that you really think that the House is in play?
I think this creates an awkwardness beyond belief. I think what you have is a situation where an individual who wants to serve as president has brought on such unrealistic he's offered such unrealistic statements and has further angered people. I mean, to the point where his own supporters are backpedaling. You know, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, the President of the Senate, the Majority Leader of the Senate, rather, in Mitch McConnell, Senator McConnell, they're backpedaling. You know, they are now saying, well, I don't agree on this, I don't agree. After a while, I mean, history has proven that there is, you know, if you don't support the top of the ticket, it can be very hurtful. And he's making it difficult for a number of Republicans to support him.
So let me just get this straight. So when we play it on the news later today, you will have been quoted as saying you think it's possible for the House of Representatives to go Democratic.
I think candidate Trump, Donald Trump, for president, has put the House in play. And certainly makes the U.S. Senate shift to a Democratic majority very possible.
Wow. And let me go back to the gun control. If that happens, even if you come close, will that change the dynamics of the argument over gun control?
I think it will. I think it will encourage people to continue to push for candidates that will support soundness, reasonableness, common sense as an approach to some of these issues. You know, to suggest that you carry guns, equip teachers with guns, go out socializing and carrying guns, bearing guns into houses of worship, this is like, where does it end? Mm. It's a culture that is self-defeating, I believe.
So my perspective here is that you will pick up some votes. On the other hand, in 2 years, there'll be another congressional election when the Republicans tend to do better in the off years. As opposed to the presidential years. Is there anything Hillary Clinton could do in a minute, assuming she gets elected president? Is there anything she could do to put a stop to that?
To make certain that there's a sounder off-year election?
Yes.
I think that obviously the dialogue that is essential, having the executive branch working totally in tandem with the legislative branch in a bicameral, bipartisan way, bringing people into the discussion and saying, look, we've got a lot of unfinished business here. I think that
didn't work for Obama.
I think the time is such that people are very concerned. When you have flatlining of households' income over decades, when you have people concerned about their future, their kids can't afford to pay off their college loans, people are ready to sit down and get things done. They want to hear a plan, and I think Hillary Clinton will give them that plan.
Paul Tucker, we love having you with us.
I love being on WAMC. So
wonderful. Paul Tucker is Democrat of New York's 20th District, and we look forward to the next time we speak.